All right, one of the trickier things for newbies and beginners is how do I decide the price point of my offer? Pricing is always based on the perspective. So take example, a piece of artwork. The value for any artwork is just purely in the eye of the beholder, right? There's some pieces that basically, you know, on size or on the history or the certain artist, you know, some people would happily pay millions for an artwork that other people just don't even really care, right? So who is your market? This is a big question. You're not going to please everybody with your pricing, so you gotta decide who you want to be. So you can be the super cheap product open to anyone, or you can be the exclusive high-end product for the few determined and focused individuals. So if you solve a real actual problem, steer yourself away from cheap, low-ticket pricing. If you solve a real problem, don't bother with the cheapo whatever. That's not you. That's not who you need to be. Avoid the low ticket pricing. So when you deal with low pricing, you don't create momentum. You get less engagement, less commitment from the client. People who are interested in buying a Mercedes-Benz would not entertain themselves researching for a Chevy Versa, Spark, or Mirage, right? You have to be able to distinguish yourself by not pricing yourself at a low ticket because you're going to attract low ticket people. So skin in the game. To have skin in the game is to have incurred risk, monetary or otherwise, by being involved in an achievable goal. So, do you remember buying any inexpensive products or books? How did you make use of them? Similarly, do you remember when you bought something super expensive? How did you treat it, right? So the super inexpensive, cheap books, products, whatever, you kind of kick them to the side, they get coffee spilled on them, etc. But when you buy, you know, a $2,500 MacBook Pro or something like that, you treat it like gold. So pricing plays a huge role in how people perceive the value of something. If you price your signature offer is very low, they will not appreciate it. But the more expensive it is, the higher perceived value, the higher commitment, the better type of person that you're going to attract. The magic is in charging a price that moves the client to take action and get results. So high ticket pricing drives fundamentally results. There's no defined price point for high ticket offers. There are businesses which charge millions of dollars for their services. Others charge hundreds of thousands or below. In the digital marketing world, though, specifically to the digital marketing world, high-ticket pricing for products, services, and coaching is usually $1,000 to $10,000. So you've got to kind of test it out. You got to feel it out and see which price points produce the most profits for you. You can charge a lot more for back-end offers. So, which is better? The client paying $5,000 to leave everything, collecting dust and never leaving a finger? Or the client paying $5,000, solving their problems and getting amazing results? So clients are ready to invest in programs to actually get results.